You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo. Hey.
Thank you for that Mexican boy. My bad.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Beat TV. We're in a building. I'm Queen, and we got Sean Allen, who's going to be hosting for us today. He's going to be leading us today because Jesse is under the weather, so we're going to miss him. And today we have an amazing guest with us today by the name of Cam 30.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Welcome to the Beat TV.
I'm happy to be here, man.
You got nice eyelashes.
I got nice eyelashes. That's a first.
Here she goes.
That is a first.
They're long.
All right.
So what's up, Sean?
What's up? We're about to get into these topics right now. I don't know if you guys are aware. Have you guys saw the Sprite cans?
Yeah, we heard that they're going to do the new Sprite cans, the Sprite can lyrics, hip-hop lyrics with Biggie and...
Tupac. Well, nah, there's no Pac. Well, I'm being funny. It's Biggie, Nas, Rakim, Drake, and some other people. What they're doing, the first time they embraced hip-hop was in 1986 with Curtis Blow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess they're recapturing that, the essence of hip-hop. They've always been supporters of hip-hop. So what they're doing is on 40 different cans, they're going to be 40 different lyrics.
From, 40 or 16?
I read 40.
Okay.
40. It's going to be 40 iconic lyrics that embody the brand from rappers, like real hip-hop artists. So the campaign is called Obey Your Verse.
Oh, that's dope.
And it's pretty dope. So I was looking at the list. You know, they have Nas, Biggie, Drake. I don't know why Drake is on there next to Biggie and Rakim, but I saw everything but Tupac. They didn't have no Tupac on there at all.
So
I
was kind of
no Tupac at all. No Tupac, yeah. So I thought that was kind of shady. That was kind of, I feel like you can't mention hip hop in a culture without mentioning Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think Kendrick is on there too as well. So that was pretty dope, but it was kind of odd to not see, Pac on one of the cans. What do you guys think about that? About and Sprite embracing
hip hop?
They did Biggie and they didn't do Tupac.
So far.
I'm from New York, so I'm all for Biggie.
But I'm just like, really?
I think they have time, though. You think they have time to eventually add a lyric or two from Tupac?
I don't think they're going to miss that.
Yeah. That's probably like it probably isn't on purpose. It was
it hasn't been released. Like, they haven't released them yet, so you can't purchase them. But,
right.
You know, this is what
they still have time. They still have time.
But we'll see how that goes. I don't drink Sprite. I'm a
Sprite
Coke guy.
What?
Okay, so... I probably won't be having a can, but I guess people are going to start collecting and shit. So we'll see how that goes. What do you guys think about? Have you guys heard the Janet Jackson snippet?
Yes, Janet will be back. Janet will be in Vegas in October. I'm so excited about that. October 6th. Is it October 6th through the 9th or something like that? She'll be at the Forum something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think for her to come back, and especially during a time where the young people are really trying to take over, I think she has to come back as the mothership to show you, like, this is how it's really done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's the queen bee of this. She created this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think, Cam?
Super iconic. I just feel like she just put a tweet out. She didn't have to do much, and everybody was reposting it. So
yeah.
They were crazy.
Yeah. I agree.
I think it's dope to her tour name, Unbreakable. Her brother, Michael Jackson, on the Invincible album, had a song called Unbreakable. So I thought that was pretty dope how she, paid homage to her brother. I'm not sure if I felt her little snippet, though. I thought it was kind of too slow.
Do we have the video of it?
Because I didn't get to see that.
Play it.
Yeah, let me see that. I didn't get a chance to see it. I've been busy.
That's not it. No, that's it.
This is it.
I think she could have.
She could have stepped it up.
Yeah, she could have gave us a beat or something.
What happened?
That was it.
That was it?
Yeah, it's a slow song. So hopefully that's like a snippet with a beat drop like after. Then you can be like, okay.
Maybe she's showing that she's writing. Maybe she's letting you know, like, she's cooking in the kitchen. This is my handwriting. I'm writing. I'm letting y'all know I'm coming. You know, they're good at, like, teasers, mystery, which is missing, in this industry. Mystery, being mysterious and, you know what I'm saying, not putting everything out there all at once is missing. So for her to take it back to the original way we used to anticipate albums, I think is awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm down with the esotericness, but I just feel the esotericism.
No.
Like the elusiveness.
Right. Big word.
I just feel like
yo.
I just feel like the fact that it was just, you know, like a writing note, it was just kind of like, yo. I mean, if it was like a visual of like her moving like half naked or something like that, and it was still short, then it would be like, oh.
But that's what everybody wants. That's what everybody expects and everybody wants. Can she calm motherfuckers down?
Yeah.
People need to calm down. Everybody's always in a rush. She's teasing a little bit. She's showing you she's writing. I'm creating. You know, this is my handwriting. I'm just giving you a little bit. You know, her little voice or whatever. And then she just walked away. You're not going to anticipate what the hell Janet is up to.
I kind of think that like those days are over with, though. We need to know.
I knew you was gonna say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to know what's going on and what you're doing, and people are gonna lose interest with that mystery
shit. No, they're not. Because she's going to hit us with something else right after that.
I mean, the mystery shit is dope. It's just that it needs to be, like, interesting. Like, I'm, like, looking at some handwriting. It's like, that's like fan stuff. Like, you know when the fans make, like, lyric videos and stuff for somebody? It's, like, at the basic level. Like, if you're going to do a teaser and you're an icon, you just want to make sure that it's like, oh, snap. You know, even if it is 5 seconds.
So do you think she'll do that closer to time?
Of course.
I think she's going to do it closer to time. I think right now she's just throwing out little darts.
I think what she did do, though, I don't know if this was planned or if, you know, or if it was really on the limb, that the TMZ video with her walking through the airport.
Yes, that with was, that curly flowing hair.
People were crazy about that on the internet.
Yeah, I missed that one too. So
no, that was hot.
She looked good.
The girl, somebody asked her, she's like, Janet, can you sign? She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. And she walked away real fast. I was like, Janet, they did. But I'm like, why are you a billionaire? Why are you in the airport? You should have.
Right.
No, she has to start getting the fire going.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, you have a fucking, you could land wherever you want to. Mm-hmm. You're a billionaire in the, you know, public airport. So that was planned, probably, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So that was exciting. That was more exciting than a snippet, seeing her walk through the airport. Mm-hmm. Was more
being
exciting
more
than
present,
slow
being
ass
present.
Born, that's which I think she's going to have to do that.
Yeah, and more of that.
Now, in this time, in this climate. Because nobody's going to be here for that secret, you know. You know, that was cool back in the day, but let's move on to the next topic. They got, have you guys heard of the rapper called Mikey Blanco?
I looked him up.
I did hear about that. I don't know how to say that. I said this guy.
What do you got? Are you guys familiar with his music?
No, I'm not familiar with his music at all. You know me.
I just read the story.
Yeah,
he's cool. Like, it's, you got to be in the mood to it to get into his music. It's nothing I'll gravitate to. But I guess he just revealed that he's HIV positive.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's been HIV positive since 2011.
Yeah.
He said that his friends and his family know, his partners, people, everybody know. And I'm just like, is the interest even there in him for him to become an advocate or, you know, the first artist to...
Who are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Who the fuck cares? Who are you, bro? Like, we can give two shits about you, Mikey Blanco, whatever the hell his
name
is.
Was inspired by Lil' Kim. Because I guess her, Lil Kim's, what is it called when they have a different, her alter ego is Kimmy Blanco. So that's
like
where he got
Sasha
the Blanco
Fierce
from.
And Beyonce.
The thing is
that it just sounds like a massively creative PR stunt.
Thank you, Kim.
And like, I think what, I'm all into like theatrics and shit like that. And I'm into theatrics and crazy shit. You know, Lady Gaga was dope. Who else? Fucking Bjork. You know what I'm saying? I could understand that and when they're crazy and shit. But I kind of feel like he's like a circus, like a clown. When I'm looking at videos and clips and listening to the music.
Don't he wear like wigs and all kinds of crazy shit looking nuts?
And I guess he tries to pitch it off like a show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like theater. But it's like, it's just a messy circus. Nothing's artsy about the shit he do.
Who are you?
But so I think I'm reading about it and doing my little research and seeing his tweets and shit. It's like he's trying to become, not trying to become, but it's like nobody cares. Nobody's gonna, you're not gonna be the spokesperson, the first hip hop black guy to come out with. Nobody's gonna care about it because nobody knows about your music. So it's not gonna make a change or a difference at all. But if it was like Drake or somebody who people actually knew, then people will listen and pay attention. But this is just a circus.
I think that it makes him more powerful, the fact that they got other people like us to talk about it, because nobody knew who he was before
this.
So now, as you know, public relations or, you know, publicity wise, it just sounds like nobody knew who he was, but now we all know who he is. So now
everybody's gonna tune in.
And then people are gonna tune in and see what he sounds like. But I mean, it might spark him up for
5 seconds, not even 15.
Because what that did do is I did go listen to his music and look at his videos after hearing about this, and that was probably the whole point. He was like, it wasn't good because it was like, what kind of shit is this? I wouldn't even listen to this if I didn't know who he was before. You know what I'm saying?
I commend him for coming clean, saying that he's HIV positive. I commend that. Because it takes a lot to come out and say that you're sick or whatever, whatever, right? But at the end of the day, don't let your status be the thing that you use as your stepping stone to gain recognition in this industry. You know? Oh, yeah, he's the first guy to come out clean saying he's HIV positive. And, you know, he let everybody know he's HIV positive, whatever, whatever. So now people going to be intrigued. But then when they see him, he's whack. So it's like, yo, go back under your rock, bro. We can give two fucks about about what you're talking about now. Shit.
So his whole thing was trying to like erase the stigma on people, the face of HIV and AIDS. But I think kind of at the same time, it's kind of like you're kind of enhancing or reinforcing the stigma on it because you're making it a big deal about it.
Right.
You're making it a thing about health and unhealthy. So I kind of think that it hurts the community more than it helps the community, but it'll help him.
Moving right along.
The next thing we're going to talk about, did you guys catch what L.A. Reid said about X Factor?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is it with all these artists coming out saying that it was these shows
are the worst thing they ever done?
Mariah Carey said that, what did she say about American Idol? That was the worst experience of her life. And he said, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, because he felt like he had to dumb down his music taste. Right. He had to dumb it down. Did you hear about it?
I didn't hear about it, but I've always been skeptical about, you know, reality shows as far as like the, you know, American Idols and stuff like that. Because when I was young, when I was like 15 or something like that, I went out and I was like, this is stupid. After I went out, I got turned down or whatever. And I was like, wait, if you do this, like everybody that's winning the show, they don't have like a real identity anyway. Mm-hmm. Like they're singing covers. They're forming identity based off of singing cover songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're not truly an artist. You're a cover singer at that point. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yo, it's really dumb the way the whole thing is. You're not really promoting creativity at that point. You're just kind of like fueling something that is more of a competition. But to create a real idol or star or, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to really get that, you know?
That is true. I always felt like these shows, especially, I think Jordan Sparks probably the last one on American Idol where it was kind of actually about the talent. Okay. The shows became more about the circus and the dismissal versus embracing the talent and the people on the show. Because none of them really go off.
I mean, judges are more famous than any of the guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And then, like, the auditions are the
best part.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that people like L.A. Reid, who people look up to and kind of change the game, should be on the show. But he, for him kind of badmouth it after it paid his bills and launched his label and kind of...
Launched his label?
Yeah, he's
L.A. Reid. What do you mean, you know, launched his label?
He said that the reason why he hated it was because he was relaunching the label and... On the second season, during X Factor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. And I was like, but this probably paid for the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So hopefully, you know, we don't see any more moguls like Quincy Jones or somebody.
You ain't going to see Quincy doing no shit like that. That is so beneath him.
He enjoyed the first season, though.
But everybody want a little bit of 5 seconds of 15 seconds of fame camera right on them, direct on them, and then when they get it, then you complain. Mm-hmm. He should have been careful with taking this position anyway, being that he is a legend or like a respected mogul in his industry. Mm-hmm. I think he should have been careful with the decision he made, because wasn't he who was he with Howard Stern and all that?
Howard Stern, and Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of think too, like people from that era, from like the Mariah Carey, L.A. Reid, shit like that. You kind of have to do that now to be an artist. You have to kind of tap into the reality thing. Even if it's a reality show or a judge on a show, you kind of have to do that now. And like Mariah Carey and him, I don't think they didn't come from that era. And so they, you know what I'm saying? It made them uncomfortable. Right. And that's why they both had the same thoughts on it. Versus if it was like, I think Diddy even, because Diddy's in, you know, he's part of the 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. L.A. Reid isn't. And Mariah Carey kind of wasn't either until, you know what I'm saying? I think Diddy would be able to transition into that well. But like,
but people, I don't even think he'll put himself in that predicament either.
No, because he's very calculated and he wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, he is more, I don't want to say relevant, but you know what I mean? He's privy to what's going on. And,
right.
You know, the internet and how fast the media goes. And like L.A. Reid comes from an era, and Mariah Carey comes from a time where you didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this is the last mogul in music, you know, who would do, because I didn't like him on, you know, X Factor anyway.
I didn't really watch it like that.
But let's get into the music.
But before we get into the new music, I want to give a quick. I want to let you guys know some things. We love hearing from you. So keep sending your tweets and comments. We do read every single one of them. And don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey at podcast.com. Your responses will help us to make the show the very best it can be. It'll only take about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you helped us out. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better.
Sound it out.
Do it now. Take the survey at podcast1.com. The podcast1.com. And that's, again, podcast1.com. And keep those tweets and comments coming. We appreciate you so much. Now, let's get into the new music.
So we got three. This is the part of the show before we talk about you. We talk about three new videos that were released. The first one, we're going to start off with the first one. I guess he's Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull's artist. They put a lot of money into him. His name is Prince Royce. I don't know how I feel about it. It's kind of cliche for them to attach himself to a Latin artist.
Prince Royce.
So mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Friend. Royce. Oh, God. Sorry. No, this got that dance hall feel to it.
Jennifer Lopez, they need to make an album. Yeah. Girl, your body got me like, oh my
gosh, oh my god, oh mama. Yes, hair. And you're making me earn it.
Yeah. Oh, you're making product me placement. Earn it. Oh my gosh, oh my god, oh mama. Ain't nothing fake on you, you so, so real. Try playing cool, but can't help how I feel. That was so fun, though. That's where those girls get them Instagram wise from. Jennifer Lopez, and they go like this and they take the picture.
I don't know.
I don't know. The video was dope. The video.
They spent a lot of money on production.
Colorful.
They spent a lot of money on production. It's colorful. It's clear. It's giving me Miami. Mm-hmm. J-Lo looks amazing. That boy, he got some time or whatever, but. I think you could tell they really invested in this boy, so he has to have some sort of talent.
Well, he could sing, but just the whole.
You think it's gimmicky?
Yeah, J-Lo and Pitbull, they got like 20 songs together, so I think, I don't know.
Oh, they got more than one song on that.
Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull got like a bunch of songs together. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking them and the artists. To launch more.
What do you think?
You know, I think everything looked dope. You know, it was copacetic. It sounded like it was clean. The only thing is like, I don't have an extensive knowledge of, you know,
Latin artists,
you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But he wasn't like, it didn't sound like he was speaking in Spanish or anything, so it's still mainstream, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, top 40. But, I mean, I thought it was good. It's so political in this business, so I can understand why you got to put J-Lo and you got to put Pitbull. And then for him to get in the situation that he's in, there's got to be
more
to it.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the history was. Maybe he wrote for them before on the beforehand.
I start thinking, like, is he from American Idol?
He's from the Bronx. He's from the Bronx.
He didn't look like he could be from
American Idol. Like because, you know, J-Lo be like, I like you. I like you. Yeah. I like you. She could have snatched him from that.
Very commercial type like, looking like
safe.
American
Idol.
Yeah.
Safe.
Very safe.
Yeah.
So that might take off. It might not. I'm thinking, I'm like, is there a lane for that right now? Enrique Iglesias ain't doing anything, so I guess he could probably work out.
And not only that, you got to think about it. Like, Miami, like, you know, the Latina community is huge. Right. And they definitely support.
Oh, you know all about that Latino community now.
What is that supposed to mean? The Latino community is huge, and they support each other. So it's a possibility, like Pitbull. Like, we didn't think that Pitbull would last this long. Pitbull is doing his thing.
Did you think that Pitbull would last this long?
You know what? I mean, he was catchy.
You
throw things in the air, you just never know what's going to stick. It's all about the behind the scenes and the grind, and the numbers and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, I think the especially with J-Lo and Pitbull being behind him, is a possibility that he'll blow up, because the Latino and the young Latin people, they will definitely support the movement, because they support each other. Whether the music is shitty or not, they definitely support each other. So good luck to him.
So hopefully we'll hear more from Prince Royce, J-Lo and Pitbull. The next one I want to get into is a cover by Bebe Rexha, Hey Mama.
Can
you go ahead and roll that?
Let's see what the hell that is.
Some bullshit, Jessie. She cool.
Yes, I'll be a woman. Yes, I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl forever you live.
She kind of like Kylie Jenner.
I was just thinking that.
Down for your baby. Best believe that when you need
got nice teeth.
That, I'll provide that you will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beats in the drum like I'm DD Day.
But that's not like
she
the real girl.
Sing.
That sounds like the girl from the song, actually.
It is the girl from the song.
Oh, I didn't know.
she wrote Hey Mama.
So why is she doing this?
I'll get into it after this.
Hey, mama, hey, mama, if you want to go again. Okay.
Her voice is dope. I didn't know anything about her.
She's amazing. So, actually, Bebe Rexha also wrote Monster, the Eminem song that Rihanna covered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's actually been known for that, for writing people, and they keep her on the hook sometimes. My friend Chris manages her, Chrisana Kute. She's just dope as fuck. She writes a lot of stuff with the EDM artists. But the reason that she has to go and do stuff like this is because people don't know. That's her on the song.
Right. Yeah, so she wanted to be strictly so you can hear her voice clear. She's dope.
So, I mean, she's sick, like, on the realest. Like, she's got other records out, and I remember when she first started, she's dope.
Yeah, she's dope. She got a dope, dope voice.
I assume she's trying to break into a solo, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she had one single that came out already, and you know, she's building right now, because I think she has like two or three records out right now. But I feel like she's gonna be here for the long haul. I mean, she's still got royalties coming in from Monster, you know what I'm saying? So she's gonna be here. She's got thousands of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When she goes to her shows are packed. You know what I'm saying? So she's gonna be good.
She has time.
That's something I didn't know anything about, but I know a lot about Miguel and Coffee. Dope dude from LA like me, born in the same hospital. Shout out.
God.
Go ahead and roll the video. It's kind of sound like the Dorn a little bit. It has the same.
That's what it really say.
I thought this was his real girlfriend. The first time I saw her at a glance, I couldn't tell if that was her.
I'm glad he put a black girl in the video.
Huh?
She black.
She's like, I don't see you.
What?
Is she?
Coffee in the morning. Coffee in the morning.
She's definitely mixed with something Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's mixed.
She's still black though, right?
Look, Rachel.
Are you calling me Rachel?
She's ethnically ambiguous.
Ethnically ambiguous, exactly. That's what we say in the industry.
I like the video. I thought it was simple. Miguel is just dope to me. I guess I'm kind of biased when it comes to his music and his whatever he does, because I think he's just dope. I like an artist who writes and produces their own shit and who do their own. I just like a hands-on artist, so I appreciate that.
And you got this one record called NWA. That shit goes hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Definitely, definitely. We're gonna talk about that too.
He's dope, but I think he's sexy. I think he's definitely pulling a little bit of Prince in his new sound. I think he's pulling a little bit of Prince inside of what he's doing. He's being very more sensual, more active on women and stuff like that.
Well, he has more creative control over his career because of his success. So he could be the artist he want to be. And I feel like he maintains his creativity and individuality. Being D'Angelo and Prince at the same time, kind of. That's what it reminds me of. But speaking of NWA, we have Star, one of the actors in NWA, Cam 30.
Cam 30
Yeah, Cam 30 cameo. You know, the way the spelling is so different.
Let's go.
Cameo now.
Yeah.
The three is an E.
It is.
My goodness. I just saw it.
But Cam 30 is cool, though, because, like, when you type it in on Google, you know, you want to be able to find me. So,
oh, yeah, it's very unique.
It actually has some symbolism and stuff, but it's
get into it.
Well, I mean, my mom called me on the phone one time, and she was like, Cam Cameo. And I was like, oh, yo. That's the name, because I was doing a whole bunch of other stuff on the business end before this, and I was getting ready to transition into my artistry. And so, there's a show called 30 Rock, and basically, like, it's about the General Electric building in New York. And so, like, my whole following is about the light of the new world. So that's how the 30 came about of that. So it's just that whole 30 symbolism is for 30 Rock, and then, like, I have 30 Rock hats and apparel and stuff like that. But it's just about, you know, this new energy, like the Tyler, the Creators, the Odd Futures, the Pharrell Williams, you know, the NERDs, people that are doing something different, standing out. So, yeah.
Oh, that's dope. I see Cameo now. Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hi. I've been calling you Cam 30 all day instead of Cameo.
Cool.
But,
cool,
but Cam, the dope thing is you can say either one, you know, Cam 30 or Cameo. Oh,
and
that's
like,
so dope.
And it is like futuristic looking.
Yeah,
at it.
It's very futuristic.
This is some Illuminati stuff.
Oh, God.
It's about to pop off. Speaking of NWA, so how was that? So you're in the film.
Yeah.
How was that whole experience?
My boy's in that, Marlon Yates.
Oh, Marlon. Yeah, Marlon's on. Yeah, he's cool, man. Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing because I got the call, you know, like the day before, like, come be on set. Gary wants to put you in a movie, and they had been casting for like a year. And so I was really blessed the way that everything came about.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just filming that, being around Dre and being around
Q, crazy, yeah.
That's surreal, dog. Like, you growing up on The Chronic,
yeah,
and then you see just Dr. Dre just walking, just like, I was like, oh my god, it's Dr. Dre.
Groupie moments. Yo. You keep it on the inside.
She don't say anything. You can't say keep that to him. Like, the first day, I'm like, okay, I was just trying to, like, not stay out of his way. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, not look at him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't talking to me. I know he's not talking to me. You know what I'm saying? But,
what part do you play?
I play DJ Speed, and he's actually, like, one of Easy's friends. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's a brief moment. It's definitely a cameo appearance.
That's okay.
Movie.
It's the That's beginning. Your
own cameo.
But, yeah, and that's another part of, I didn't really get in name, but that deep. But I'd done a whole bunch of cameos,
right.
And like, I used to be like Jason Derulo's like double and stuff in his videos and stuff. But in general, yeah, I mean, I'm in a lot of stuff if you really look out there.
Right.
So yeah, I've been doing these little cameo appearances and television and film, and that's partially how the name.
What else have you done, like, in the acting world?
In the acting world, I have a commercial that's getting ready to come out with Afrojack and Rod Stewart. I just finished a short film, and right now we're just focused Ted too. I got a little cameo on there that's getting ready to come out. So yeah, I mean,
That's dope. And you, Rod Stewart, that's a big name. You went from Dre to Rod Stewart.
That's huge.
That's a huge spectrum, but two legends. Yeah, everybody know. So, you know, that's pretty dope. And hopefully, you know, you'll be headlining a tour with Rod Stewart.
Hey, that would be
you know,
amazing.
That'll be dope, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
When are they planning on dropping a movie?
August 14th.
Ooh.
It's coming right around the corner.
So
right around the corner.
We got a promotion for next month.
We definitely will be looking for you in that.
Insane.
What about, so you have a new EP coming out. Mm-hmm. Tell us something about that.
White Horse, man. Yeah, I mean, the name White Horse, I used to be a consultant. I did a record with one of my clients a long time ago, and it kind of ended up shaping, like, the direction of everything. Like, my first record that I really kind of cut for me ended up being, like, the record that kind of stuck with people, and they were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So when I just got turned into new management, and that relationship built, and she was like, let's name an EP White Horse. Like, oh, no, I don't know. That's too cliche, you know what I'm saying? But basically, a lot of my music, the stuff that I talk about, it's a lot of surrealism and conceptual type stuff, and that's influenced, you know, when you might be under the influence, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So a lot of my stuff is based off of what that kind of that title of White Horse,
we know
you
what
know,
I mean.
Comes from, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Not all our viewers know.
Oh, it's cool that we want to keep it. You
okay,
know,
okay. I can
use
that
word
that.
Again and bring it back.
How do you feel about the, how do you feel about hip hop today? Like, how do you feel about music today?
Yeah.
What is your opinion on all of this madness that is happening in this industry? It's changed so much. How do you embrace that? How do you feel? What do you think you need to do in order for you to stick out as an artist, as a rapper, as a, you know, as just being Cameo? How do you feel? What do you think you need to do to stick out?
I think the most important thing with me is really just to just be myself and not be like I feel like everybody's trying to be something, you know,
other than themselves.
Well, that they know is going to work because, you know, there's formulas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have their own idea of what's going to be tight and whatever. Me, I'm just kind of like, look, I'm going to do what I did. Like my mom was a gospel singer. My dad played in the band when he was younger. So I grew around like a whole family of singers and stuff like that. And, you know, my hip-hop knowledge is crazy because my brothers were all into the hip-hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, just having those fusion of just being, like, and I was born in an area that was, like, really weird because it was real diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sacramento.
Oh.
Sacramento was, like, one of the, like, one year it was one of the most diverse cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, my friends were Jewish, black, white, Hispanic. I got friends from different cultures.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, you know, I came out here and I was surprised to LA and I was surprised it was kind of segregated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just, you know, having that background and upbringing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just shaped me for, just to just be out, be able to stand out and just do me, you know what I'm saying? And knowing that those formulas, they don't necessarily work because you're never going to be as great as that person that's already doing it. If you try to come in and be another Justin Bieber, another Usher, or another Chris, you're never going to...
Because they already did it.
They already did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like what I do is different, and so, you know, hopefully it'll catch, you know, but I'm not banking on, like, oh, look, my music is going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it catches, it catches. But I got to do it for the love of it first and foremost, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, okay, I just want to get, I want to get paid, I want to get a record deal, I want to get this and that, and that's where people be fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I definitely knew before I even heard the song, I was like, this dude is an individual because it's not a little or young in front of his name. Then I heard the music and I was like, okay, this is, so it's pretty dope that, you know, we get some individuals in here who's not doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. And you know what I'm saying? I actually liked the song. I thought it was dope. I immediately thought of this woman right here. She's talking about dangerous women. Can you tell us something about the song, Quarantine?
How it came about.
Yeah.
And this is the real story. Basically, I was getting ready to go on tour in China.
Right.
And there was a female dancer with the artist that I was opening up for that I was getting ready to go to. I wrote the song. At first, I was supposed to be going home to write a song for the artist.
Right.
And it came back, and it ended up being a song that I ended up keeping. So it was about one of her dancers.
A thought.
So why the hell you thought about me? You talk about a thought. Yo, do we have a video for this?
There is a video, but I don't know if they're going to play it. There is a promo video for it.
Oh, we got a snippet.
Play it. Play it.
Well, I don't know what she, one she's playing.
Oh, can you turn it up, please?
Dope video.
Oh, you sing too.
So that's the promo video or the promo? Oh, okay. Well, they dance too. In the cold with the freaks in the middle of the night.
I know I saw me from afar, sure to bring my heart when
I lose my guard. Good God,
I can see, we can see, she can see through me, clear as a lens. Said all she wants is me long in the end. Heaven only knows of it, your good, she's taking over me. Oh, I know I should have read the signs. Oh, Lord, you're a problem.
I like your beard like that. Grow it back.
It's coming back.
I like it.
Are you his woman?
It's coming back.
I'm a female. I'm a female. I do hair for a living.
You're a transgender.
What?
You said you're a female. That's a new term.
I'm a woman.
I'm joking.
Don't be putting that stuff out there. I have a vagina. I'm born and raised. I bleed every month.
They have vaginas.
Sorry. Okay. I bleed every month. I have my ovaries. I'm not, you know, I am a woman.
Show me the blood.
I like that.
Nowadays.
Usually I don't watch
like anybody should.
I usually don't watch or do any research on the talent until when they get here. They like to show it to me raw. I think you did a good job. I think you invested in your video. I like
She's
your beard. I want you to grow your beard back.
Beard's coming back.
Okay, yeah, good. And I think you look good. I think you look nice. I think you did a good job with dancing. I think it's interesting. Trust me if it wasn't.
All right.
She would let you know.
I would light you up and be like, okay.
She sure would, too.
I didn't even know that. I thought you were a rapper, but I see that you sing as well. Mm-hmm. God is good.
I write my stuff and I produce.
Great. Yeah.
So
and
you
I'm
did
glad,
that beat.
And I'm glad that you...
I cope.
Cope. That was dope.
I'm glad that you...
one of the few ones that I really went in on.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that you're having fun with it.
Yeah,
You have no expectations. Whatever happens, happens.
Absolutely.
You're having fun. You love it. And I think you should just keep going. Good
Absolutely.
Job.
Thank you.
Cameo.
Thank you.
So, did you keep contact with the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened?
She's like,
what happened? So you was about to start your tour in China.
Well, it was just a situation that, you know, one, it was like, if you guys go overseas, you guys can't have sex,
what?
Blah, 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 because I can tell how you guys are looking at each other right now. So, and it was like four girls, and I was going to be like the dude. I'm like, you're going to tell me I can't have sex. You better be having sex with the Chinese girls, blah, 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 but you can't touch her because everything is going to fuck everything up. And so I was like, okay.
Wow.
So basically, I was like talking about the whole quarantine situation.
Right.
Of mm-hmm. like, keep it like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's just a play on words. You know, it's conceptual. It's all fun. It's all, you know,
dope song too.
Metaphors.
What can we expect? You know, the dopest thing too.
Yeah.
I think I liked how you have experience in just entertainment overall.
Absolutely.
You mm-hmm. got some acting, you know what I'm saying? You mentioned business, so you got some experience with that.
And I started off in the business.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's dope. So I think that you could kind of you know how to navigate correctly, and
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So, and you're not just doing this for money. You're doing it because you really want to do it and
Absolutely.
Enjoy it, because you know the money is kind of, you know, in other
yeah,
places
I mean,
now. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be doing it for the money, because that's not guaranteed.
Not anymore, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
So with that knowledge, though, of you, that makes me listen to your music differently and
yeah.
appreciate it a little bit more, because this dude really knows the game. He ins and outs in every avenue of entertainment. So that's dope. And it's dope that it's dope shit, too. So that helps. What do we expect? What can we expect next, though, from you? Besides the EP. So when is the EP coming out?
Well, the EP, I think we're gonna probably release some more singles, you know, to test. We were getting ready to release the EP in August, you know, because it falls well with the movie date. But I think it's better for me to, and for us as a team, I'm sorry, not me, because it's never about me. But for as a team to collectively, you know, test and see what is the strongest, what catches on to people, because the type of music that I do, it's not it's not necessarily the most, like, okay, well, we just know that's a smash. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is going to be receptive to it differently. You know what I'm saying? So when you're going against the grain, you know, you got to kind of like, you got to sit with it, work it for a while, a period of time, as opposed to if you're just doing something like, you know, you hear DJ Mustard record, they're like, oh, that works. Right. You know, so they're like, okay, well, that works. Let's blah, 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 blah. So we're kind of more so jumping against it. So we're going to take the time probably early next year.
So okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if NWA, the movie that you are about to be seen in, what if that blows up, right? Because you know people are definitely going to go see it. People are definitely going to go see it. The point that I'm making is, do you have something prepared just in case you have to pull the emergency brake?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you might have to drop. You might just, you talking early next year, but something might be popping off for you, like, you know what? Y'all going to make an executive decision. I think we need to drop this right now. You're prepared to pull the parachute?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
You got some tricks in the bag.
Would it be quarantine?
I couldn't say right now, but I have some records. I have some really big records, and I have some actually hood records that will actually fit that
era.
That is that still true. D. Yeah, that's still true to my sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So, we might have to.
Yeah, you might. I think it depends on what's going on with the movie. You have to play it by ear and see. And see exactly, like, you know what, this feels right. I think we should just drop it, because sometimes it's unpredictable. You could be like, nah, we're gonna wait.
Don't be like Missy Elliott. I think
she missed her train.
She's supposed to do that after Super Bowl, like a week
after. She should have dropped the song right then and there.
So I heard something from Rottweiler the other day, but about her.
Hopefully she's working on something. But anyway, but I think you're awesome. I think. So let me ask you this. So do you focus mainly on singing, or I know you just said that you do rap and both, but what is it that you really grind on the most? Do you grind more on rapping, or do you grind more on singing, or are you just trying to, you know, have both in the bag? What are you doing?
I think my biggest focus is just to be an artist.
The entertainer.
It's to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? So if it comes to something, I feel like I got to say something, like I spit, I'm going to spit. But for the most part, for the way it's been going, a lot of it has been more musical. I've been singing a lot and a lot of the stuff. But I will say this, if I got to spit something out, you're going to hear something.
You should rap for me right now.
Oh, no, you don't want to hear me. Because I write my raps, and I'll be honest. Some people are made to just flow off the top of their head, and some people are made to write. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So you don't want to hear me freestyle. I'll be honest. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. Well, it was dope. It was dope talking to you, having you on the show. Our fans, and tell your fans where they could find you.
And find
social media, website.
Yeah. Everything is /officialcamp30 or camp30world.com. And then if you're an Instagram head, go to official cam fam. I don't want to call it a fan page, but it's like everything I'm doing every day. So if I'm on a red carpet, if I'm doing an interview, you'll see all that on official cam fam.
Snapchat.
I'm getting into it. I'm working on it. It'll be official cam fam though when I put it up.
Okay. And you can find me on Snapchat, Instagram at Queen Wink. You can find me on Twitter at Queen Live. And for your extension needs, go to winklux.com.
I'm Sean Allen Live on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. And thank you. This is Sean, Queen, and Cam Cameo is the beat.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.